Heavenly Father, we thank you for bringing us here together. Thank you that you see our vulnerabilities to any storm in our lives, whether literal or metaphorical storms. Yet you have provided us our victory over these storms through our Lord Jesus Christ. Lead us always in the ways of truth, your truth, and teach us your ways, for you are the God of our salvation. Amen. Thank you for allowing me to speak here with you today, this is Sunday. Not as far as I know, since I've been in this parish, someone from those in the maritime ministry has come and spoken about what they do and the support we might be able to extend to those who work at sea. So thank you, Reverend Jackie, to Diane, and to Cannonville for putting all the slides and the songs we have here today. What is Sea Sunday, by the way? Sea Sunday is a yearly event in our church coming together to pray for seafarers to raise awareness of the challenges they face and to act to support them through the mission to seafarers. By coming together this day, we can show our support and appreciation for these brave men and women who work at sea to deliver our exports and bring our imports. Seafarers often face dangerous and lonely conditions, spending months away from their families. Currently, there are 1.9 million seafarers from every nation who work tirelessly, often at significant personal cost, to bring us 90% of everything we use and consume. Today, let me share to you some thoughts from our reading about what it means for both of us here and seafarers worldwide when we read that Jesus meets the disciples' needs and calms the storm. We also find this story of Jesus calming the storm in chapter 4 of Mark, verses 35 to 41. Mark's version includes Jesus is speaking to the sea, "Peace, be still." Jesus is still in the early days of his ministry in Galilee and has spent his time teaching the crowds and proclaiming the good news of the kingdom. A few days later, Jesus suggested crossing to the other side of the Sea of Galilee, which would take them to the region of the Gerasene. This would have just been another day for following their teacher, Jesus. Remember, most of the disciples were experienced fishermen, and this part of the Sea of Galilee was where they would have exercised their trade. Suddenly, affairs of storm arose out of nowhere due to the lake's geography. This wasn't an uncommon occurrence and was an occupational hazard for the fishermen turned disciples. Despite their seafaring ability, the disciples fear for their lives. While they may have such storms in the past, they didn't listen. The danger of severity of storm they now face. Yet as we look towards Jesus' response, we find a different reaction. When Jesus asked his disciples, "Where is your faith?" So what are we to make of this series of events? There are a few observations here. It is important to remember that Jesus was never absent from the storm, but right there in the midst with the disciples. His lack of fear or worry was not due to the storm's severity, but to his assurance of his identity. His ability to calm the storm demonstrated his authority over the natural world. Let's look at the storm seafarers are facing. Seafarers have the challenging task of navigating treacherous waters, often facing dangerous weather conditions. Their ships can be caught in storms that threaten lives and cargo. Seafarers face not only literal storms, but also physical, social, emotional, and spiritual storms. Let me share the story of a seafarer named Joseph, who faced several different storms in the course of work. Joseph is a Filipino seafarer working in a bulk carrier owned by a Japanese company. While docked in Newcastle, Australia, Joseph contacted the mission to seafarers via social media. He was experiencing severe depression, insomnia, and constant anxiety. Joseph feared he might unintentionally harm his crewmates or himself due to his mental state. Trapped on the ship, he felt overwhelmed by the emotional and mental storms raging within him. Like Joseph, many seafarers face a range of different storms: isolation and loneliness. Seafarers spend months away from family and loved ones. Limited communications worsens feelings of isolation. Mental health challenges, high levels of stress due to the demanding workloads and long hours, lack of access to immediate mental health support, financial pressures. Many seafarers bear the burden of supporting extended families at home, debts incurred for training and employment can add to stress. Increased anxiety about the health and safety of families back home. Dangerous working conditions. Risk of accident, injuries, and potential piracy threats, like what we have recently last week, where two bulk carriers, Magic Seas and Eternity Sea, were attacked by Houthis. Health issues, limited access to medical care while at sea, physical exhaustion from strenuous labor and insufficient rest, extended contracts leading to fatigue and burnout. Last weekend, two seafarers were accompanied to Banbury Hospital for medical consultations, one on Saturday evening and another on Sunday. Joseph's mental health struggles illustrates the invisible storms that many seafarers endure. His fear of becoming a danger to himself and others features the severity of these challenges. But it isn't just seafarers who face storms as well. Every one of us sitting here today will be going through some storm that can be health crisis, financial difficulties, relationship problems, and uncertainties. Feelings of fear, anxiety, and helplessness are common responses. Similar to the disciples, we feel panicked and overwhelmed. Yet we must ask ourselves where our help will come from. The disciples threw though utterly afraid, know that Jesus alone could meet their needs. Went and woke him, saying, Master, Master, we are going to drown. Let's stop and think about that for a moment. Jesus was present with them throughout their whole trip. Yet at this moment, they know they needed to call out to him directly. It can often feel that Jesus is distant or disconnected from our trials and tribulations, especially when we face difficult times. However, like the disciples in the boat, we can be assured that he is present today, right with us, going through the storms we experience. On top of this, when we call out to him, he responds to our cry. Jesus then asked the disciples, and I believe it is for us today, this very profound question: where is our faith? Jesus challenges them and us today to explore where we put our trust when we face the various storms that come our way. He doesn't restrain the storm's severity for one moment, but instead asks them to consider who alone can overcome it. Too often when we face difficult times, we can feel alone and abandoned. Yet it is in this moment that we need to remind ourselves that Jesus' presence is right here with us, ready and willing to help. Jesus is waiting and willing today for us to bring our storms to him so that he can give us his peace and calm. As we do this, we deepen our trust in God's presence and sovereignty and can choose faith over fear. Yet God calls us to be ambassadors of his peace to those around us. Remember, we are all one body. So whether it is a seafarer 5,000 miles away or the person sitting next to you, we are called to support one another. The mission to seafarers' role. Back to Joseph's story. Over a month, the mission to seafarers engaged with Joseph through hundreds of messages. They provided emotional support and reassurance during his darkest hours and collaborated with international maritime organizations to advocate on Joseph's behalf. They also liaised with the ship's master and company to address his urgent need to return home. However, the company initially resisted, unwilling to pay for Joseph's early repatriation and a replacement crew member. Joseph couldn't afford these expenses, having recently paid off his debt. The mission works tirelessly to find a solution, recognizing the critical state of his mental health. An arrangement was made for Joseph to have an online consultation with a Japanese psychiatrist. But despite recommendations for rest, ship duties made this unfeasible. Eventually, it was agreed that Joseph would disembark in Japan and return home, even though this would mean terminating his employment. The company agreed to cover his medical expenses upon return. The mission also connected Joseph with their family network in Manila for ongoing support. The mission continues to pray for Joseph and provide assistance as needed. This story illustrates the mission's vital role in calming the storms seafarers face. Today, every believer is called to be the feet and hands of Jesus to the world around us. For the mission to seafarers, this means being ready at any moment to help people like Joseph as they navigate their storms. We do this not instead of Jesus, but empowered by him. Joseph's story is not isolated. Each year we seek to support seafarers in need in 200 ports across 50 nations. We provide practical support through ship visits, offering friendship and assistance. Our centers provide a welcoming space for rest while supplying free Wi-Fi to help seafarers contact their families. Recognizing the importance of staying connected for mental well-being, we also offer counseling and a listening ear to those struggling and provide spiritual resources and prayer for those who seek it. We stand up for seafarers in cases of unfair treatment and collaborate with unions and organizations to ensure seafarers' rights are upheld. Ultimately, we are motivated by reflecting Christ's love through compassionate action and seeking to bring peace into the lives of those facing turmoil. Yet we cannot do this alone. We need your support, whether as a prayer support, by committing to praying regularly for seafarers and their families, for strength to overcome feelings of isolation and loneliness, and for overall mental health and well-being. It could also be in financial support. Everything we do, we can only do due to the generous donations of our supporters and churches. Would you consider today whether to give one of gifts or give regularly? As we consider the story of Jesus calming the storm, remember that he is with us in every tempest we face. Just as he brought peace to the disciples in Joseph, he offers that same peace to each of us. May we trust in his sovereignty, find relief in his presence, and extend his love to those navigating the storms of life. I will end this with a short video from the Mission to Seafarers. The Lord be with you.